Week 4, Monday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Come, O Creator Spirit, come, and make within our hearts your home. To us your grace eternal give, who of your breathing move and live. Our senses with your light inflame, our hearts to heavenly love reclaim, our bodies, poor infirmity, with strength perpetual fortify. Our earthly foe afar repel, grant us henceforth in peace to dwell. And so to us, with you for guide, no ill shall come, no harm betide. May we by you the Father learn, and know the Son, and you discern who are of both, and thus adore in perfect faith for evermore. In the morning, Lord, you fill us with your love. Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back into dust and say, "Go back, sons of men. To your eyes a thousand years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night." You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger, our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They passed swiftly, and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger for ever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favour of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the morning, Lord, you fill us with your love. Let the praise of the Lord resound from the ends of the earth. A canticle from Isaiah 42. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise to the end of the earth. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the coastlands and their inhabitants. Let the desert and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing for joy, let them shout from the top of the mountains, let them give glory to the Lord, and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord goes forth like a mighty man, like a man of war he stirs up his fury. He cries out, he shouts aloud, he shows himself mighty against his foes. For a long time I have kept my peace, I have kept still and restrained myself. But now I will cry out like a woman in travel, I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbage. I will turn the rivers into islands, and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind in a way that they know not, in paths that they have not known I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let the praise of the Lord resound from the ends of the earth. Praise the name of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord. Psalm 134. Praise the name of the Lord, praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He sends clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendour he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land, on his people their land he bestowed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord. A reading from the book of Judith. Remember that our fathers were put to the test to prove their love of God. Remember how our father Abraham was tested and became the friend of God after many trials and tribulations. This was true of Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and all those who met with God's favour. They remained steadfast in the face of tribulations of every kind. Responsory. Rejoice in the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Rejoice in the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Sing to him a new song. Rejoice in the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Rejoice in the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Blessed be the Lord, for he has visited us and freed us. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, he has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice, all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, for he has visited us and freed us. Intercessions. Almighty Father, the heavens cannot hold your greatness, yet through your Son we have learnt to say, Father, may your kingdom come. We praise you as your children. May your name be kept holy in the hearts of all, Father, may your kingdom come. Help us to live in the hope of heaven today. Make us ready to do your will on earth. Father, may your kingdom come. Give us this day the courage to forgive others as you forgive us our trespasses. Father, may your kingdom come. Father, be with us in all our trials. Do not allow us to fall away from you. Father, may your kingdom come. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, who entrusted the earth to men to till it and care for it, and made the sun to rise to serve their needs, give us grace this day to work faithfully for your glory and for our neighbour's good. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.